Welcome! My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
What is fear exactly? It can be defined as a feeling of distress caused by the presence or thought of real or imagined danger. My question is this: what happens when fear gets the upper hand in your life? When a sense of fear, apprehension, or panic gets so powerful that it prevents you from functioning normally? Here are three effects. Fear paralyzes. Fear feeds doubt. Fear kills the plans of God within you. Fear is none other than a primary weapon used by the enemy to oppress and hinder you in your Christian life. But Jesus defeated this enemy. See the Bible in Colossians 2:15. The Bible says that you have been given a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind, not a spirit of timidity, cowardice, or fear. And that's from 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. This spirit of power, love, and a sound mind is given to you by God, my friend. God, not by some distant divinity, by the powerful Creator, the one who is coming back in victory as a conqueror. Without doubt, God's perfect love conquers and casts fear out of your heart. His love for you annihilates fear in all of its forms. Stand and confess this eternal truth found in 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Receive this today. The Word of God feeds your faith. The Spirit of God challenges and carries you. He enables you to leap over walls and break through mountains. Through His strength, you will do mighty exploits. See Psalm 18, verse 29, and 2 Samuel 22:30. Let's stand together in prayer. Lord, I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and my Savior. I confess that what you say in your word is true. I have been given a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I receive this spirit from you. I declare that fear and anything that brought it into my life is now stripped of authority and rendered powerless in your name, because I give you my whole life, my emotions, my circumstances, everything. I glorify your name and thank you for the freedom that you give me to conquer this fear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.